Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here on another Awaken Magic conversation. I'm so happy and honored that you're taking the time out of your busy day to join us. And today we have a little bit different conversation. It's still magical, but it's on releasing pain. It's a magical pain-free living. And I want to honor our guest as well for taking the time. And who is our guest? And I'm going to try my best to pronounce her name properly. Shalini Joshi Yama, I'm sorry, honey. Yama, you'll have to just jump right in here.
Sorry, Shalini Joshi Yamdagni.
Young Dagny, wonderful. And she is the founder of Magical Pain-Free Living and is an international physical and emotional pain relief expert and a number one international best-selling author. Shalini was diagnosed with an illness and was in chronic pain for months. Nothing she tried seemed to work. And after doctors prescribed bed rest for the remainder of her life, she went on a profound journey and healed herself completely. Wow. Now she helps pain sufferers go from feeling stuck to relieved and from frustration to peace and clarity. Interestingly, her first ever client was a doctor. And her work's been featured on national news, international magazines, online news channels, and television as well. She has been invited to give talks locally, internationally, and has been featured in international programs, online radio shows, and books alongside of Marcy Shymoff, Janet Atwood, Lisa Nichols, Bob Doyle, and many others. So as the founder of the Magical Pain-Free Living, Shalini coaches clients online across the globe from Dubai, Switzerland, USA, India, and Thailand. And she helps them gain awareness of the root causes and helps break free from their pain and ease into peace and clarity. This newfound ease and peace enables clients to return to their state of flow and attract more joy, fun, and magic into their lives. And Shalini's clients have called her gifted healer, their angel, an intuitive healer, or simply magical because of the many documented stories of clients achieving life transformational results, not only in the area of health, but in all areas. So help me welcome, big, big welcome to Shalini. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Margaret, for having me. I'm so honored to be your guest today.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And you're in Thailand, are you not?
I am in Thailand, yes.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Isn't technology great? It's magical.
It is. You're in Toronto.
Yeah, just outside of there. Mm-hmm. So, can you start us off by? I just love this that you know that how the doctors prescribed you to bed rest for the remainder of your life, and you know, then you went on this journey. Can you just share a little bit of the journey and what you found that has helped heal you completely?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, about a decade ago, I had been diagnosed with an illness called costochondritis, because of which I had physical pain. And after many months of going in and out of hospitals, trying all kinds of different treatments, therapies, changing doctors, trying ultrasound therapy, acupuncture, physiotherapy, you know, wearing the neck support, the rib belt, and all just trying different things. nothing really worked for me, but the pain that had just started as a pain prick, you know, feeling in my left rib was all over my body, all over my upper back. I couldn't turn my neck. And despite all the medications and all the treatments, nothing really worked for me. And eventually, I was asked to quit my job and just be on bed rest indefinitely. And the doctors did suggest that I could get a surgery, but they said there is zero guarantee that anything is going to change. And so I was basically stuck on bed rest, and it was a really unhappy place because my kids, I have two kids, one boy, one girl, and at that time they were 5 and 6 years of age. And as a mother, it was really a horrible place to be in. I had quit my job. I had to quit my job, and that felt pretty, horrible. And then just to be on bed rest, I couldn't even be a regular mom to my kids. So it was a really unhappy place. I didn't know what I was doing wrong. And I think I reached break point when, one of those days when I used to be lying around in bed, my daughter was just playing next to me on the bed, and she did a somersault and broke her left elbow bone. And the hospital back then was just a few minutes walk from my house, and I couldn't take her to the hospital. And I had to call my relatives, luckily, who were nearby, to take her to the hospital. And that was really one of the worst moments of my life. It was the pit, like the bottom pit. Because I thought, okay, now I can't even be a normal mother to my own kids. So what am I good for? I'm useless. I felt so helpless. I felt angry at God. I felt like a victim. I felt sorry for myself, you know. And, I was just helplessly, hopelessly stuck. And I thought, okay, I'm stuck here forever now. If these experts and all these treatments can't help me, then I'm stuck. And it so happened that a friend of mine during that time, somewhere around that time, told me about this self-awareness seminar that was happening, and I really wasn't interested in it. I had tried so many things, but a lot of people in pain, when they're stuck and they're really they've done everything they can, they just kind of learn to deal with it. They just think, oh, I just have to live with this pain, and I just have to get on with it and just accept it. But for me, it was really difficult because I had small kids, and my big incentive to keep trying was my kids. I really didn't want to live my life lying on bed and just watching my life go by and my kids grow up. So I went to this seminar, and for the first time I heard them say that, you create your life with your thoughts, and you create your disease with your thoughts too. And I was so shocked that how could he possibly say something like this? How could he say that you can create your disease with your thoughts? Look at me, I'm here and I'm trying so many things, and how could I possibly be trying to create this for myself? Why would anyone try to do that for themselves? And I was a bit angry, but I stayed open to what he was saying, and, because I thought there's something else that he knows possibly that I don't know. And so I just stayed open to it. And at the end of the seminar, I approached him and I said, look, I'm in physical pain. I'm stuck here, and I don't know what I've done to create this, but what do you suggest I do? And while, he just informed me that, why don't you try this technique that he was aware of. He didn't practice it, but he just knew of it. And I said, what is it? And he said, EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And I thought, what's emotion got to do with this? It's a physical injury. There's pain. There is an inflammation. What's emotion got to do with this? But I was so desperate. Like I said, I was willing to try anything. And that night I went back home and I Googled this website. There was only one EFT website back then. It was Gary Craig, the founder's website called emofree.com then. And I went to this website and I downloaded their free online manual, a 78 to 80 page manual. And I started looking at it and trying to make sense of it. And, you know, it looked really weird. They were showing points, acupuncture points on your body that you're supposed to tap with your fingers and stimulate them and say certain things as you're tapping them. So as best as I understood it, I tried to follow it and I started, you know, using my fingertips to tap on these key acupuncture points and just following, you know, what was written there. And to my complete amazement, I noted shifts in my pain level, which was just magical, really, because, you know, there were days when I would pop so many pills and nothing would change. Nothing, the pain wouldn't shift. And just by randomly trying this technique and just, you know, I didn't even know how to use it properly, I noted, oh, like my neck doesn't feel so stiff right now, or I can turn my neck a little more, you know, than before I did this. And so very excited, very, you know, happy. The next day on, you know, as soon as my kids would leave for school, I couldn't take them to school. So I would just sit you know, try to use this technique. And there came a point when I ordered all of their DVDs, anything that was available online, and I started using this technique, as weird as it looked and as strange as it was to me. But I started noticing shifts significantly. And the key thing here was that as I tuned into the emotional core of what was going on inside of me, as this technique suggested, to tune in emotionally, as I released and let go of all the, you know, all the emotional baggage that I didn't even know, that I wasn't even aware of consciously, that I was holding on to, all the feelings of guilt and shame and resentment and you know, anger and frustrations that I'd been holding on to, the more I released these feelings, the more significant shifts I experienced in my pain levels, until one fine day, I think like over a month of doing this like a complete maniac, I was just doing this tapping technique most of my day. I was completely free of every single pain in my body. I was free of my disease. And, you know, I was just completely amazed, and you know, I really felt like I could see exactly and very clearly now how this phrase that you create your disease with your thoughts too. Like I had been holding on to all these thoughts and feelings and beliefs that had been keeping me stuck, and as I released them, I was completely free of my illness and my disease. And, you know, for the first time in my life, I felt alive. I felt energized. I felt happy. I felt good being me. I felt empowered. And, you know, I often describe this, like, I felt like, you know, how you would, I felt like all these years of my life, I had been moving around in my life with this hand over my nose, literally, like, you know, and suddenly this hand that had been blocking me from breathing freely was off, and I could finally breathe deep and know why I was alive, and I knew my reason to be, and, you know, I knew I was going to do this for the rest of my life. It was just like a new birth. It was like a complete new me had been birthed, and it was simply just, you know, magical, really. And so, yeah, that's what started me on this magical pain-free journey.
Wow, that's so inspiring. Oh,
yeah.
And I can just imagine how frustrating and all those other emotions that you said that were coming up, to be bedridden with family, with children, and, you know, yeah, being angry and playing, you know, the victim and everything else. It's
yeah.
So understandable. But then you get to that point where you just were so willing to try anything. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, and that's really key, you know, to be willing to try, because I've now, you know, over a decade worked with so many clients, and I've met so many people with physical aches and pains, and there are a lot of people out there that are just willing to just live with it. And they don't have to. It's just, you know, you get sick of trying so many things that you become, you know, just resentful, and you just feel like nothing's worked, so how is this thing going to work? But like I said, I had a reason to continue. I had a reason not to give up. I couldn't accept living status quo, you know, in that pain, because I had kids, so that was my big drive that just made me continue. And I, you know, it's so key that when you feel like you've reached breakpoint and you can't go on any further, and then you give it all you've got and you move past that and keep at it, is when your breakthrough is right there. And I know a lot of people give up just before that breakthrough point, and it's so important now that I'm on the other side to, you know, to whoever's listening out there, to let them know that it's, you know, that you can break through whatever pain you're in.
Wow. And I love on your website that you say, don't forget about the fun factor. Feel that there's a tie in there about with the pain, when you're stuck in that emotionally, and you're not having fun, it just brings more pain? Or how would you describe why you write that?
Yeah, so I really have a very, like, one of the key things that I believe in is that if you're on a journey and if you're not having fun, then you're off track. And I speak this from experience, because even before I was diagnosed with this illness, you know, my life was not feeling fun way before this pain, you know, kind of showed up in my life. I had been stuck at a job that, you know, initially I liked, I thought I was interested in it, and I was learning and growing. But after a while, I felt like I was stagnating. You know, my background is in psychology and social work, and I was at a job that required me to be 24/7 on the computer, and there was really little human interaction. And over time, I started to feel resentful, and I started to be this complaining person. I started to really resent, and I was feeling suffocated going to office and sitting behind this computer day after day, night after night, at a job that just completely didn't inspire me. I felt dry. I felt a complete disconnect. And that was really one of the key triggers, you know, that got this whole pain going. And I would go back home frustrated and angry and upset from work, and then I would pour this frustration on my kids and, you know, and just be very edgy in all my relationships. And then you know, it was like a vicious cycle. And then I would feel guilt and shame and criticize myself for being a bad parent and not being a good mother, and then go back to work that I hated. And it was such a ugly, you know, cycle that that I was in. And I wasn't getting the message that I'm not having fun here, that I should quit. We just go on and on and on, repeating the same thing. And it's for me now on the other side of things, I feel like if you're not having fun in the journey, then your internal guidance system is giving you a message that you are off track. You've gone astray. You know, you like, just like the GPS in your car tells you when you go, like, do a U-turn or change lanes. You've gone off track. So when you're not having fun, your life is giving you a sign. Your internal GPS is letting you know you're off track and you need to change the tracks and you need to get on a different track where you start doing things that make you feel better. And the better you feel and the more activities that you engage in that make you feel good, that make you feel happy, do those things, because when you're on that track, then you will start having more fun and eventually, you know, you will be on the right track to where you're meant to be, to where you're meant to go, and life will become filled with ease and grace, and magically things will pop up in your life that will, you know, lead you to all your dreams and all your desires. So it's when you're not having fun, you know, I've learned this from Abraham Hicks, and I don't know if you're familiar with her teachings, but it's like you're going against the flow. You know, you're going against the flow, and it's harder. It's tough. Yeah. Life feels heavy. Life feels like such a challenge. Like there's so much energy needed to paddle upstream. And if you just let go of the oars, and if you stop the struggle and you recognize that and you just let go of the oars, the flow will take you downwards, you know, with a lot more ease and grace, and you will be on the path to your dreams. So I remember writing that because it was a key piece in my life that I was, you know, far from fun. I was feeling a disconnect from my work, from my relationships, from myself, and it was a big sign that I'm completely off track and I need to change course. And obviously I didn't listen, and the universe decided it was time to just pluck me out of my job and put me on bed rest. It was kind of like, you're not listening, so here you go. And now you'll be forced to rethink and reevaluate and kind of, you know, take a break and, you know, the universe turned it around for me, sort of, because I just wasn't listening. So, yeah, it's really important. If you're not having fun along the journey, you're missing the key piece, because life is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be, I love your, you know, the topic, awaken magic. I love it because I think the key word there is awaken. And the thing is, magic is natural. Magic, magical living is the norm. Magic is everywhere. It's just that we've been asleep and we've been off track, and we need to wake up to what's already there. We need to become aware of this magic. It's there. And it's just that we've been sleeping. We are not aware. And so, yeah, I love that. And it's really, for me, this waking up to magic and waking up to my dreams and waking up to fun in my life has been about letting go of all that's not truly me, letting go of all the emotional baggage and all the emotional cobwebs that we start accumulating in our lives right from the time we are born. You know, we experience life and we start accumulating feelings of anger and frustration and guilt and shame and overwhelm and all kinds of emotional landscapes that we you know go through, but we don't really take time to clear that. You know, it's we take time daily as kids, you know, to wash our hands, to take care of our physical hygiene and to clean our body and brush our teeth. But we really never ever think, actually it's not our fault, we've never been taught to clean our minds, to release those feelings on a daily basis, just like a daily mental shower, you know, clearing up. We don't have to, you know, hold on to that sweat that we you know, that was part of our daily experience. We go shower and we wash it away and we feel fresh. And the same way, we don't have to have this emotional garbage, the daily emotional trash, the daily emotional dirt, you know, tag along with us every single day. And most of us, like me, have not done anything with that emotional dirt for decades. So we have all sorts of emotional cobwebs that we are walking around with, and then we say, where's the magic? What are you talking about? There's no magic. Yeah. Life is horrible. life sucks. You know, things don't work out for me. And all that stuff. And so for me, what I realized is that as I released and let go of those layers and layers of emotional cobwebs, I could feel this inner glow, this inner confidence, this inner light. And it was truly magical. Like things just fell into place. I felt good about being myself and being in this body, and things started to fall in place, and you know, all my dreams magically just, you know, started happening with ease and grace, and things would show up in my life, and all I did was take inspired action, and things would, you know, fall together easily. And that's why this whole concept around fun, having fun at your work in your life, is so key, because it lets you know you are on track. And if you're having fun, then you know that life is working out for you.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping we could do a tapping together, but we are definitely going to run out of time. So, but I know there's, you know, people can look up tapping everywhere, but you had a gift for the audience. Was there some tapping involved in that, if nobody has ever really been introduced to EFT before?
I do have a gift, and it's actually a free report. So it's a free report, and you learn the four secrets to pain-free living and also the four mistakes that you could be making that is keeping you stuck in pain. So there are it's basically a free report. There isn't any tapping in the book. It's just I'm sharing with you four key mistakes, actually, that I had been making, and the four secrets that I discovered that helped me be free of this physical chronic pain. So the free gift is this free report that I share with. And so there is no tapping. Would you like me to lead people through some tapping?
Well, we're at the end of the half hour here. If you have time, of course, I'll say yes, please, and thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't really take long, right?
No, it could be a minute or two.
Yeah, just a quick taste in case there's people that don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So emotional freedom techniques, or tapping as it's popularly known, is basically like an emotional acupuncture, and just like an acupuncturist would put certain needles in different parts of your body, we are using our fingertips instead of those needles, thankfully. We're using the fingertips to tap on key acupuncture points on very easily accessible points on your body. And so we, you know, I don't know, there is the eyebrow point. So it's the first point is the eyebrow point. It's the start of your eyebrow, not the center of your forehead, but the start of your eyebrow. That's one of the points. It's the side of the eye, just right around where the eyebrow ends. That's another point. Under the eye, that's another point. So you could be tapping lightly without hurting yourself, just lightly tapping with two fingers, maybe under the eyebrow point. The other point is under the nose. So that's a point that you can use your fingertips to tap on. Then there is the chin point, which is really the little cleft area under the chin, not the chin itself, just under the lip, that dent, that's the chin point. And my favorite point is the collarbone point, which is just, if you could feel your collarbone, and there's this mushy part right under the collarbone, that's the point to tap on with your fingertips. And, you know, you could tap on either side of your body, on the left side, on the right side, on the right collarbone. So these are just few basic ones that I want to throw in. You can, you know, definitely find out more tapping points, but it's enough for our little thing right now. And so if you can begin tapping on your collarbone point right now and just stick to that point just for this session. And what I want you to do is tap with your fingertips on the collarbone point and just close your eyes and take a deep breath, just bringing all your attention right now into this present moment. And what we're going to do is we're going to tune in, we're going to tap out, and we're going to turn on our vibe. So let's tune in. I choose to tune in to myself.
You want me to repeat this after you?
No, you can just follow along in my head, in your head, and I can just say that.
Okay.
So keep tapping continuously. Don't stop tapping on the collarbone point, and just stick to that point for now. All my tensions, all my worries, all my stresses, all my frustrations, worries about the future, worries about right now, worries about the past, anything that I may be holding on to subconsciously, pain stories, feelings of anger, resentment, shame, or guilt from the past, from today, about the future, anything at all that I'm holding on to subconsciously or consciously, I'm choosing to offload this burden. I'm choosing to release and let go all these heavy feelings, all these unprocessed emotions, and clearing them now. I choose to feel safe releasing them. I choose to feel safe letting them go. I've been holding on to them for too long. I can clear them and release them now. Just like I shower daily and release and let go of the physical dirt, I can release and let go of all the emotional stuff that I've been carrying around with me into my present moment every single day. I choose to remember who I truly am. I choose to remember the divine essence that is truly me. I choose to ground myself right now in the truth of who I am. And I choose to move forward henceforth, established in that truth. I choose to know that I'm good enough. I choose to know that I'm loved and I'm supported at all times. My desires and my wishes are known, and that as I release and let go of all that's clogging my flow, and return to this place of flow again, everything that I want, everything that I desire, will flow into my experience. I choose to remember that love is all there is. And I choose to flow with the energy of love. And I choose to move forward now with this energy of love and attract all kinds of amazing things, amazing experiences into my life. And I allow myself to feel peace and ease as I move forward. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Peace. So this is just a quick, just a quick tap. And what we're really doing is we're tuning in to ourselves, because that's really important to really know ourselves. Every religion preaches that, know thyself, but we really don't take time to tune in. And it's really important to tune in every single day and tap out or clear out all that's not necessary, all that garbage that we hold on to. And so we can, you know, stay in the state of flow, because, you know, we all talk about being in a state of flow. And when we're holding on to resentments and frustrations and daily stresses, then we block that flow. And once you release it and you allow yourself to be in that state of flow, that's when you set yourself up for magical pain-free living, for magic to show up in your life. You set yourself up for success in every area. Mm-hmm. So I hope that was fun.
Oh, I feel a lot calmer, and I would just ask the audience to tell us how you feel. You can come and join us on the Facebook Awaken Magic if you haven't already joined us over there. And please comment and re-listen to this. This replay will be up for a few days. And listen again and tap again as many times as you can to feel this wonderful calmness. And as Shalini says, to bring you back to the flow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was so wonderful. And if people want to, well, first let me just ask you what you're working on now and what's coming up.
Like I said, I'm basically just working online, and all my my website is actually www.magicalpainfreeliving.com, and so I work one-on-one with clients online, and I have different programs that I work with clients. It's a mentorship program, and you can find all the information on my website. And I also do retreats, Magical Pain-Free Living Bali retreats, which is in October. So, all that stuff is there on my website, magicalpainfreeliving.com.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Magical Living.
magicalpainfreeliving.com,
yep. And it will be on your on the email that comes out for everybody. We'll have the link to the website and your generous gift and everything else. So I just want to thank you again, and especially calling in from so far away. It seems so far away in Thailand. What we figured it's 11 hours. You're ahead of where I am right now. Yeah.
So it's about a 10 in the morning, and I think it's going to be 11 in the night.
Yes, I'm going to have a beautiful sleep now.
Sleep
after tapping. Yeah. So thank you so, so much for coming and sharing your amazing journey. So hopeful, so inspiring. And if there's people out there that are not in joy, and I think that's the big takeaway, and let me know, let us know if that was your takeaway or what your takeaway is, that, if it's not fun and it feels heavy, perhaps you might just want to look there so you don't get the 2x4 or being flat out in bed or something else. And if it's light and it's happy, then you're, what does Abraham say, those downstream, you're in the downstream, right? Flowing down instead of fighting up. Yeah. Thank you. So many gems. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, all of you.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, darling.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to thank everyone else for tuning in today, and stay magical, and we'll see you on the next interview series. Bye for now. Bye, Shalini.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.